How that was it? In the God of the Vita, baby. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard that song in years. And like I said before, before Warren sent me that, I was thinking, Mike, this is a true story, brother. About 3 or 4 hours ago, I said, Iron Butterfly in a God of La Vida. And I said, I'm going to play that tonight. I want to play that tonight. And Warren, hey, bro, we on the same page. But I don't know. Okay, Mike, perhaps you or Warren know. What does...
I've got it right here. I thought about putting this song on one of my lists.
Are you serious? Last,
but I figured William E. would be mad at me because it takes up so much time. So that's why I never put it on a list before. So I'm Mike, glad you're okay with it.
Okay with it. I played it.
So this says, In a God of the Vita is loosely translated as in the Garden of Life. The Garden of Life. But the words themselves, with the exception of Vita, meaning life in Spanish or Italian, is run together words in A and mispronounced words, Gata for garden in English. So there's your explanation.
That's what I needed to know. Did you know that they were formed in San Diego, California in 1966?
Well, again, I think that song came out in 67 or 68.
It came out in 68.
Yeah.
It came out in 68. Yeah. Yep, it did. And Iron Butterfly, they influenced. Now, some of these names we haven't heard in years and years and years. They influenced groups such as Black Sabbath, AC/DC, Rush, Alice Cooper, remember, okay, Mountain, Uriah Heep, Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots, and the Queens of the Stone Age. If some of those groups are familiar with you or some of your favorites, you have Iron Butterfly to thank for that. Wow. I am so happy. Thank you, Warren, for bringing that up. And I tell you what, really blew my mind when he suggested that. I said, man, I was just thinking about it. That is the honest truth. Oh, my. So, Mike, I'm going to take time right now, and I want to pay tribute, and we're going to get back to your list and then switch it over and do whatever we have to do. Folks, this is a show that I really love doing because, as Mike mentioned earlier, and if you're just tuning in, we are about diversity. We are about different genres of music. You can hear anything here. You will hear some country. You're going to hear some rock. You're going to hear some soul. You're going to hear some R&B. You might even hear some classical. As a matter of fact, last week, I think, didn't we play some Beethoven last week?
No, we did Wolfgang.
Oh, yes.
Mozart, right?
Mozart. Look, folks.
And we paid tribute to him because that was in the 1700s. He was one of the most prolific writers of music.
Okay.
Producers of music. And he died at, I think it was 43 years of age.
Oh, it was too young. Yeah. Was it 43? Was it 43 or was he in his 30s? Oh.
I think he was in his 40s. I'd have to look again.
Please look it up because I thought it was like 30 something. And I could be, correct me if I'm wrong. Hey, Mike, I just got an idea because you know I'm spontaneous. You already know that. You know I'll do stuff. I don't care. I'm off the chain. And in the words of the vernacular, which I made up, I'm off the chizang. And so I will do whatever. It doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me. What I'm going to do, there's a show that we did last week and it was a tribute to past artists that left us so many great, great memories and lifetimes throughout history and beyond, legacies, music that we can enjoy, folks. There are so many artists that left us and that they left us with something. They left us with the gift of music. Bobby Caldwell passed away recently. And if you don't mind, Mike, I want to do a quick tribute to Bobby Caldwell.
Please, yeah.
Yeah.
You were right, by the way, William. Sorry for the interruption, but it says here he was 35.
Okay. I knew he was in his 30s. Wait, Mozart, folks. If you have, if you, went to school and you played classical music, you know who Mozart is. And in college, I was a music major. We had to study Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Vaughan, and so many other greats, you know. And that music, it mean, you know, you don't have to get up and dance to it, but you have to appreciate the musical genius that's in classical music. And I'm going to take a bit farther. A lot of our artists will incorporate some classical elements into their music. When you hear the violins, you hear the strings, the oboes, the bassoons, the violins, and on, the horns, the French horns, or all of that. You know, a lot of artists incorporate that. Now, I have yet to hear an artist. One of my favorite instruments in school was the bassoon. And I would love to hear someone, and perhaps, Mike, we're going to do some studying and find out if there's anything in modern music right now that incorporates that instrument.
Okay. You're going to give me homework again, William?
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, let's do a quick tribute to Bobby Caldwell. Then we'll get back to what you have picked out. And then we're going to do, let's do the mad pick and the wild pick at the half. How about that?
Sounds great.
Okay. But in the meantime, this is a tribute to the late, great, not so late, but great Bobby Caldwell. Don't ask my neighbor. Wow. Be right back. Mad Mike Wild Will, coast to coast.
Thanks for being here, everyone.
No wondering if I care about you. Or if there's some cause that I should doubt you. You don't know me very well. Oh no, you're so unsure. And you run here and there to ask my feelings. My friends only guess. They can't say really.
All right. Hey, stop the presses just for a second. Hey, welcome back. This is Mad Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast. Hey, Mad, I've got an interesting story. For years, I grew up thinking that Robert Hunter Caldwell was a black man. I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. Man. Oh, and it's okay, folks. Don't judge a book by what you think. Don't do that. Don't assume anything in life, folks, because guess what? There's greatness all around us. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be anyone. White, black, green, yellow, purple. There are no purple people. Okay, don't get that. But anyway, there are no green people.
Well, I don't know. I took some drunks to deal with purple.
Mike.
Some of them close
Mike, apart. Mike, but hey, bro, this is an interesting story, though. Check it out. He grew up in New York. Okay. And his mother, okay, wait a minute, hold it. I have to do this. Born August, the 15th, 1951. He was born 1951. He was only 71 years old when he died. R&B, soul, jazz, adult contemporary. And of course, released his hit, What You Won't Do for Love. We gotta play that. Bobby Caldwell. But the most interesting part about this, he was born in Manhattan, New York, okay, and grew up in Miami, Florida. His mother sold real estate, and one of her clients was, guess who? No, I'm not going to do that to you, okay, because I'm not going to do that to you, okay? Reggae singer Bob Marley was one. Okay. Yes, absolutely. And Caldwell and Marley became friends growing up in the Manhattan. Exposed Caldwell to a variety of music such as Haitian, okay, Latin, reggae, and R&B. His parents hosted a local variety television show called Super Time. He grew up listening to music of Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. When he was 12 years old, he started playing piano and guitar and was drawn to rock and roll, jazz, rhythm, and blues. Had no idea. But, folks, to me, if you know the background of a singer, if you know what, where they came from, kind of what, who are, or were their influences, it kind of, to me, it kind of add, like you said, Mike, the seasoning on the steak. What do you say, bro? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we have the professor on as regular as we can get him, because he's an encyclopedia, walking, talking encyclopedia of music knowledge. And he's fascinating. And, you know, he's got a wonderful personality.
He's a great guy.
You can tell he's just a happy man and loves life.
Right. And I tell you what, you have been more than anyone on that I have on my shows. You and I have been friends longer than anybody that has on any of our networks, right? The professor and I, we are celebrating 4 years together, okay? And I am so glad that you're with me here on Mad Mike and Wild Will, because I've been trying to coerce. That's right, you say coerce. Yep, I did it. Finally got you on the show after about 10 years. Well, 9 years. 9 years, you and I are able to get together, just play great music, man. And so this is so much fun. Now, I've got something for you. I told you about me, you know me, being spontaneous, right? This is what we're going to do, okay? As CEO, I'm going to do this. Your birthday and Warren's birthday, we're going to have a cyber party on your right round, and I hope it's, God, I don't know whether it's going to be on, your birthday is going to be on a Thursday this year. And, you know, that would be crazy if both of your birthdays were on a Thursday. I don't know whether the math works out or whatever it is. But you and I, we're going to have a cyber party on your birthday. We're going to have a cyber party on Warren's birthday. Okay. Now follow instructions. And you're going to invite all of your friends to tune in, and Juan's going to invite all of his friends on your particular birthdays. Let's do it.
Yeah, it works for me. We did that for your birthday.
Yeah. Fair exchange is no robbery, brother.
All right, let me look here. Oh my goodness.
Billy Joe.
Warren's mine and our dad, we're always on the same day, and it's a Thursday this year.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Hey, you know what? This is gooder and gooder. Oh my God. I was hoping it was going to be on a Thursday. This year is on a Thursday. Are you serious right now?
I'm looking at the calendar right here.
Hey, bro, I trust you, man. Can we play some Billy Joel? We'll be right back. Mad Mike, yeah. Wild World, Coast to Coast. I told you, Mike, didn't I promise you this was going to be mad? Yep.
Of course, it's always mad. What happens to these six crazy people in the room?
So. Oh, the party continues, brother.
stars shine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, stars shine. You lead us along, my love and me as we sing. Song. Glitty, gloop, gloopy, nibby, nabby, nooby, la, 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 lo, lo. Abba, simmy, sabba, doobie, abba, nabba, zee, lo, lo. Doobie, doobie, wala, doobie, abba, nabba, early morning singing song. Good morning, sunshine. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Can you hear me singing a song, loving a song, singing a song, loving a song, laughing a song. Song and sing, song, 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 sing, 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 song. Song, 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 sing, 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 song. Sing, sing, song, sing, song.
Sing a song. Good morning, star shine. Oh yes, we're back, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey Mike, I'm serious about this, man. I'm blown away because before, you know, we started the broadcast tonight, I said, you know what, we did a tribute to me on my birthday, and I really would like to do something for my friends, Mike and Warren. And I said, would it be amazing for their birthdays to be on a Thursday when we do our show? You know, I know your birthdays. You know, I know that. both of yours, right? But I didn't check to find out what day of the week it was. This was just a thought in my head.
One of the cool things growing up is, you know, we had, mom, dad, our sister Anne was first born, and Warren in the middle, and then me, the tail end, literally the tail end. For all of us males in our family, our dad, Warren and myself, all our birthdays, all through, obviously through our entire lives, were always on the same day of the week.
That's amazing.
And that happens to be Thursdays. So,
And I was thinking about this earlier, and wow, folks, look, if you don't know what a cyber party is, you can check with me and Mad. Those of you who have contact with Mike, let him know if you want to do a cyber party. The beautiful thing about a cyber party is that you can pick your own playlist, or you can have us to pick it for you, or do a combination or a blend of such, right? And you can invite your friends over to your home, and or say you have friends that's that are and family that's in different parts of the country. You can invite them to enjoy your birthday, whether it's a wedding anniversary, graduation, or just because.
And they can come up on the screen, just like if any of you are paying attention to us right now. I forget how many you told me you can put on the screen at once, but we can have, like, whoever's hosting the party will be on the screen, you and I will be on the screen, and then Grandma in Minnesota can be on the screen, and the guy that's in college in Arizona can be on the screen. So you can be all over this country, or technically all over the world, and you can actually see everybody that you invited to your party that couldn't physically make it to your location.
Absolutely.
That's the cool thing about it. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like Zoom, but with emphasis on the party and the music.
Absolutely. You remember, that's where I had so much fun. For my birthday, Mike, you were there. We had CeCe. Now you're in Southern California. We had CeCe. She was in Southern California. We had Ann Taylor, one of my great friends. She was in Arizona. We had people from all over. We had Jazz. She was in Northern Virginia. We had the professor. He's in Richmond, RVA. That was a blast, brother. To be able to see you guys, we playing music, we acting real crazy.
It doesn't. We laughed. My sides hurt the next day. We were laughing so hard, making fun of each other, just having a great time.
It was really so much fun. Folks, you can have the same fun. Hey, just check me out. Send me an email.
William,
I'm sorry.
Give me a favor, check our chat. I have a request for you to do on the fly, and it's a really great story that goes along with it. So let's see if you can find that or not.
I will.
And isn't this, this is Women's Month, right?
It is.
Honoring women.
It is.
Okay, this story that goes with this, with one of these songs will blow you away.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can find it. We will find it. I promise you we'll find it. Let's get this
song.
Oh, no problem, my friend. Look, let's do this. We was talking about Bobby Caldwell earlier passing away. So, Mike, if you don't mind, I've got a couple of songs I want to play in tribute to the late, great Bobby Caldwell, okay?
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
My neighbor,
no,
I search to find the love within. I came back to let you know, oh, oh, got a thing for you and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the day from your love, you see.
Better off by far. Oh, Well, I knew I'd said my last goodbye, and now my life seems so contrary. As the stars fill the evening sky,
Bobby Caldwell. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Mad Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast, right here on The Buzz. There was something in that song right there, Mike. If you notice that keyboard, boom, boom, I'm not copying it the way it can, I can't imitate or copy a keyboard, but it was something in that song, if you listen to it. It's almost like the keyboard became part of the rhythm section. If you guys are interpreting what I'm talking about, an incredible, incredible, incredible. Wow. Hey, look, this is Mad Mike Wildwell, Coast to Coast. Something I need to talk to you guys about. Now, we talked about Bobby Caldwell being born in Manhattan, right? And grew up in Miami, Florida. But he was also a member of a Miami band called, I hope I don't butcher this, right? Kathmandu.
Kathmandu.
Thank you. And they wrote much of their own material while also performing traditional standards. Caldwell played multiple instruments, and he started at the age of 17. And worked with the band in Las Vegas, then moved to Los Angeles. Caldwell got his first career break as a rhythm guitarist. Get this, folks, for Little Richard.
Yeah.
In the 1970s, man. And his band eventually left Little Richard, and Caldwell went solo by 1977. He spent 6 years in Los Angeles playing different bars and bands trying to get a record deal. He eventually signed with TK Records in Miami in 1978. Wow, 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 wow. You know, we've done shows, Mike, and next week we're going to go back and talk about artists that just left us too soon or left us with a lifetime of memories that we can play our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond can listen to this amazing, amazing music. So, Mike, time for the Mad Pick, brother.
Yes.
Okay. And this is Eva Cassidy. Did I get this right?
Let me explain why I picked this.
Okay. I got it right.
Because tomorrow's St. Patty's Day, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, gosh, we need to throw something Irish in here. You know, what's one of the biggest well-known Irish songs out there? Well, Old Danny Boy came to mind. I thought, well, a whole bunch of people did it.
Yes.
Let me look. So I started researching. You folks may not know this, but I spend almost a week researching songs and the artists and developing a list. And I'll bet you William does the same thing. So we don't just throw this together in 1 hour or half an hour. It's a week of looking at stuff. So I'm looking for Old Danny Boy and who sang it. Mm-hmm. And damned if this name didn't pop up, Eva Cassidy. And if you all remember, she is the singer that did the most wonderful version of Over the Rainbow.
Yes.
And we spoke about her last week because she's one that left this earth early also. She ended up having a mole removed from her back, and it ended up being cancerous, and it already spread throughout her body. So she died, I think she was 35.
Way too soon, brother. Yes.
So she did, and Over the Rainbow is probably my favorite song anyway, but she does my favorite rendition of the song. And just, if you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and look her up, Eva Cassidy. So as I'm looking for her, Oh Danny Boy, I saw Eva Cassidy, and it's just like, that was meant to be. So there's my explanation for my mad pick.
You know, there's so much that we have to say about this particular show. I want to talk to you and Warren off air, but anyway, man, because a lot of these things that I was thinking, you were thinking, Warren, and when he suggested Iron Butterfly, I said, no, this is too crazy here. So, Mad Mike, Wild World, Coast to Coast, folks, I told you it's going to be wild. This is the Mad Pick.
Oh, Danny Boy.
What a beautiful boy.
Let's talk about her a little bit on the other side.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside, the summer's gone and all the flowers dying. 'Tis you. Oh, when the valley's hushed up.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses. I've never heard that rendition before. Gotta say, Mike, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she used to sing it up in Washington State. She sang at a place called Blues Alley. And she covered, let me switch screens here. She did jazz, folk, blues. She was born in February of 63. And died in November of 96 at the age of 33 from, as I mentioned earlier, cancer. But she was a singer, songwriter. She had quite the way of twisting a song, making it her own version. Even Over the Rainbow, it's a very distinct version that a lot of people play. She became famous after she died because people tried to get her to sign with record labels, and she did a little bit, but she didn't want to go traveling. She didn't want to be in a limelight. She was actually quite shy, and she just liked playing this little blues club here in Washington.
Yeah.
And people, I think her brother or one of her friends took all of her collections of songs and ran them by some people, and they didn't want to pick it up because she'd already died. But there was a DJ at the station, I forget which state he was in, but he started playing some of her songs. And it just blew up, and she went there in England, in Great Britain. She went to number one, as they used to say, with a bullet, and just became very, very famous.
I can understand that. You introduced me to her. I had never heard of that of her before. And so, folks, this is the wonderful thing about this. Mike and I, we love a lot of the same songs. And often, we will introduce each other to songs that either of us had never heard before.
All the time, yeah.
I love this, man. This is what this show is all about, folks. We want to give you and expose you to music that you may or may not have heard before, maybe groups that you may not have heard before, and just experiencing the beauty of music. And I think that the impact of music, Mike, in my opinion, brother, is underestimated. What does it do for us? Spirituality, in a spiritual sense, and also in a healing sense in so many cases. Many of you don't know that a lot of medical professionals in some parts of the United States, but in other parts of the world, are using musical therapy instead of drugs. And a lot of people don't realize that, Mike. Or even know.
Yeah, I was going to say attacks. It doesn't attack. It stimulates certain areas of the brain. That you've got left brain, right brain. You've got the logical side of the brain. You've got the creative side of the brain. And if you can tap into a section of the brain that causes, like you and the professor talk about, serotonin.
That's it.
Which is the feel-good drug that your brain releases. If you can get the music to tap into that and get the endorphins to be released out of your brain, then yeah, it can have definite feel good ramifications from that.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you, some stories, and these are all true, folks. And I've done this three or four times. And I have talked to artists. As a matter of fact, I talked, I had a conversation with the keyboardist for about 30 years with Prince. Everybody know who Prince is. Just like you know Michael Jackson, you know Elvis Presley, you know all of the greats, right? And this was a keyboardist for Prince, and I don't know why his name escapes me. Had a wonderful interview with him a couple of years ago, and he was on High Times with Martha High. Now, Martha High was a performer, singer, entertainer with, guess who, folks? James Brown for over 33 years. And she had a program on this network. And she had a show on this network, what was called High Times. And through her, I was able to meet various artists. Like I said, the keyboardist from Prince. I was able to meet, oh my God, was it Fred Wesley? Yes, it was Fred Wesley. I was able to meet the Cape Man, Danny, with James Brown. So many other artists, right? But going back to the keyboardist for Prince, and I asked, and I had a chance to interview this gentleman, and I asked him, do you feel that music has a healing element to it? He said, absolutely. And he told me a story. He said, my mother, his mother has dementia. And when he came over, and it was certain gospel music that she loved, and when he played that music for her, she could remember everything about that music. She could even recite and even sing the lyrics to that music. And going a little bit deeper, and this has happened at least two or three times, Mike, if not four. I had a co-host that was on with me on Sundays, and that is the Gospel Explosion. If you guys like gospel music, tune in to the Gospel Explosion each and every Sunday at 10 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West. That's not too early for Mike, for a lot of you. I know 7 a.m. on the weekend, right? That's a little early, right? But anyway, my co-host, Beth Gill, if you're listening right now, Beth, you can attest to this. She has, an aunt. In some places of the country, we would call it aunt. Okay, same thing. And her aunt was a gospel singer. She also has dementia. And she rarely recognized anyone. But she would go over and sing gospel songs with her. And do you know that the aunt or aunt would remember every song, every lyric, every word to that? How does that work, Mike? It's absolutely...
I don't know. A couple of weeks ago, I highlighted one singer that was on one of the contest shows, and she had terrible stuttering. You know, couldn't hardly talk, especially when she got on stage and she was nervous. She could barely get out the words. But when she went to sing, flawless.
Right. There was no stuttering. There's a lot of stories about this, too. Remember, Andy Griffin. What's the name of that show? With little Opie, the Andy Griffin. That was
Mayberry RFD?
Yeah.
The Andy Griffin Show, and then you have Mayberry RFD.
Mayberry. And, who was that crooner that was on there? Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
What an amazing singer he was. What an amazing singer. Now, on character, you would think it's this dumb country boy that can't get anything right, doesn't understand anything.
Got a squeaky voice.
Look, when he sang, we're talking about brilliance, folks. Okay, now, we just went through the mad pick, and now this is the wild pick. And I kind of struggled with this a little bit, Mike. I kind of struggle with one of these. I said, now, do you play Lakeside or do you do New Birth? And at the last second, I decided I'm going with Lakeside. I want to hold your hand. This is Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, folks. It doesn't get any better than this. And what I like to say, it gets gooder.
Gooder and gooder.
And gooder. Kick back, grab a glass, enjoy.